Lunch with Pippa Hudson.
We all have a voice.
Use yours.
Call 021-446-0567.
Join the conversation. On Cape Talk.
Now, unemployment and food insecurity are two of the most pressing challenges among many facing South Africans right now. And my guest joining us on the virtual couch today is trying to address both of them effectively, with a little help from some international collaboration along the way. Her name is Mbuyu Jonpo, and she's one of the founders of a program called Cooktastic, which is trying to create jobs in the hospitality sector as its primary focus, but also has been doing quite a lot to offer food relief along the way. Mbuyu, it's great to have you with us on the show to talk to us about the story of Cooktastic. Thanks so much for your time and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Pippa, and thank you for having me on Cape Talk.
It's a great, great pleasure. This is an intriguing story because it actually starts with the story of your own job loss. And you were retrenched at the end of 2018, and it was that moment that was the pivotal moment where the concept for Cooktastic was born. Tell us what happened.
Jeez, that is correct, Pippa. I worked for an organization that is called Felizing Institute, a youth project that has been around for obviously more than a century. Unfortunately, due to the loss of funding and restructuring, I lost my job towards the end of 2018. But because I have seen, you know, I've been on the ground and I've been on the communities working with young people, I have seen the need out there. And having been underprivileged myself, you know, I mean, because of my background, because of my upbringing, and I definitely thought I would start something. You know, I would definitely continue working with the young people and continue just serving those that I need.
So you knew all too well. Okay, so you, from personal experience, you knew all too well what it was like to face an uncertain future with few opportunities and not know how you were going to be able to feed yourself and perhaps your family as well. Now, Mbuyu, you came up with the idea of tapping into the hospitality sector. And let's remind everybody, this story began in 2018 before COVID had erupted onto the horizon and turned the hospitality sector on its head. We'll talk more about that in a moment. But at the time, Mbuyu, you started this project, hospitality was where it was at. It was a big growth area. There was lots of expansion happening. Mbuyu, lots of plans to lure more foreign tourists to South Africa. It looked like a really good growth industry to be tapping into. So you decided that's where I'm going to work, and we are going to come up with an idea that allows young people from disadvantaged backgrounds to receive skills training to go and work in hospitality. And that is where Cooktastic was born. Now, you had a very special partner working with you on this from the other side of the world with a very different background to your own, Mbuyu. Tell us about Bridget and how you met.
That is correct. We actually met Bridget a couple of years ago when she came down to South Africa doing volunteer work. She is a very, very passionate person when it comes to changing lives of others and really with that systematic approach to how she does things. She's a business expert in Austria, and she came down to South Africa to help with the concept of Cooktastic. And the two of us worked together in terms of the market research, where we approached different stakeholders, and this was young people themselves, because we wanted to listen to what they think the needs were. And we also spoke to the industry itself, where we approached the hotels, the restaurants, just to see why isn't they, why are young people unemployable? And then we spoke to different community leaders, and we really tried to ensure that we include everybody to ensure that this project become a success.
You've said such an important thing, or asked an important question. Why are young people considered unemployable by so many employers? And it's quite relevant that you mentioned that, Mbuyu, because we're having a conversation about age discrimination later in the show. But you've just made me think that this story too taps into that. I think one of the answers you got to that question was they don't know how to behave in the workplace. They have no experience to tell them what is the appropriate way, what is the appropriate work ethic, how do you show up on time. There was an absence of role models for many of them, and they simply did not have the experience that employers were wanting of knowing how to navigate a workplace. So when you set up Cooktastic, which is at its heart a culinary training program, You spend your first 4 weeks not touching a wooden spoon in Buyu. You're actually focused on helping young people to understand what it is to be work ready. Tell us more.
Exactly. As you are saying, Pippa, we realize that actually the soft skills were lacking. So what we do at Quitastic, we really focus on self-development. We focus on working with them and ensuring that they are actually motivated. Because remember, many of these young people are demotivated because they've been unemployed for a very long time. They're actually coming from communities where there's a lot of social ills. And I mean, they've been told that you are not worth it. You're not good enough.
Sure.
So when they come to Quitastic, we really work with them in terms of boosting their confidence, boosting their self-esteem, trying to help them really set goals in life and get motivated before they can start with the work in the kitchen. And we really try our best to unleash their potential because, I mean, they've got potential. They've got what it takes, but they just need that person. They just need that guidance. They just need that mentorship. They need us, you know, to really motivate them and unleash the potential that they have. So the 4 weeks work readiness ensures that they are ready for the world of work. They can present themselves professionally and they are more work ready.
Just for those who've joined us late to the conversation, my guest on the line is Mbuyu Jonko, who is the founder or one of the co-founders of a program called Cooktastic, which she created as a way to start creating jobs in the hospitality sector after she lost her own job in work youth employment skills. And she partnered with an Austrian national called Bridget Schaffer to set up this program, which has just taken on its third cohort of students. Now, Mbuyu, small groups at a time of roughly 20 or a few more students at a time. They come in and they do that four-week work readiness program. Then you put them into a professional kitchen, which you have set up in Salt River to start their basic chef training with a head chef and assistant chef guiding them in that process. After that, the really crucial thing is they get to go into actual working restaurants and hotels and industrial kitchens to do job service. Now, I know from experience that's easier said than done. How have you managed to convince all of the restaurants and hotels to take a chance on your students?
You know, it hasn't been easy at all, especially looking at the fact that COVID-19 has really had a depressing impact in the hospitality industry. It has been very, very difficult. But because of the work and the efforts and really the type of training that we give these young people, they thrive. You know, they really show that they want this. They really show that they are willing, they're hungry for the opportunities. So when they go for the work integrated learning, which is the 1 month of in-service training, the last part of our training, that is where they prove themselves. And I mean, I'm telling you, many of our partners do not want to let them go after the training. That's where they actually absorb them and keep them as staff members. And, you know, and that is the entry into the industry.
Now, Mbuyu, they're hungry for the opportunity. You found an opportunity to deal with actual hunger in the process of teaching these young people how to cook and work in a professional kitchen. I believe that during lockdown, you put those skills to work to deal with food insecurity.
You know, Papa, it was very difficult. We started in March with our first cohort in March 2020. That was just 2 weeks before the national lockdown was announced. Because we didn't know that COVID has its own plans. And we thought, you know what, we aren't going to be stopped by this. We are not going to stop our mission of making a difference. Together with the Rotary Club of Sea Point, through impressive work of President Farhad Daniel, we started a food relief program where we baked shabata rolls to be distributed to communities. This did not only mean that our students were earning income and getting trained, but it meant that they were also, you know, paying it forward. They were also supporting those that were less privileged than them. So we baked more than 40 shabatas throughout until September last year, and it really helped a lot to bring bread on the tables.
40,000 of those, by the way, I think was the final tally. So it was a really, really significant size. And you've mentioned the role of Rotary. And Mbuyu, Rotary in general around the world has been an incredible partner to you on this project. I believe that there are clubs literally on three or five different continents who are supporting your work.
That is correct. We started off by just two clubs, which really brought Kicktastic to life. But for us to unlock the funding that we got, the initial investment, we had to get a local anchor club. And Sea Point Rotary Club has been that anchor club. My goodness, they haven't just been a torchbearer, but they've been a mentor. They've been guiding us. They've been so supportive. They basically just brought Kicktastic to life. And they really still walk in that journey with us right through. And through their support, we managed to get a global grant from 7 other Rotary clubs to help us continue with the work of Kicktastic and even expand to more. Because the aim is not just training for Kicktastic. We actually want to grow and have a social enterprise where we start our own bistro to be able to create employment for our graduates. So the Rotary Club has been incredible, and I'm extremely grateful for their support.
Well, we'll watch this space, because I'm sure there are many listeners who are loving the story and would love to support the bakery, the bistro, the catering service, whatever it is that is going to grow out of Kicktastic in the future. In the meantime, though, Mbuyi, let's finish with a review of how your students are doing. 20 in that first class, round about another 20 in the second class, and you've just taken in your third cohort, who started, I think, a few weeks ago. How many of those students are in full-time employment in the hospitality industry?
You know, we've actually been doing quite well, even though the industry is not doing so well in terms of employment. We have had 50% of our students from the two cohorts employed, permanently employed in the hospitality industry. And they are employed at actually great, magnificent establishments. We are currently on our third cohort, and they will be going on an in-service training very soon in the next couple of weeks. And we've got interviews lined up for them, for their work integrated learning. So we've been doing quite great. I mean, 50% is not really our target. Our target is 80%. But I mean, with the negative impact of the COVID-19, sure, I think that is fairly good.
Well, considering that there is a job market flooded with people who have lost their jobs after years of experience, it is, I think, quite a credit to you that as many as 50% are already in full-time employment. So congratulations to you and to Bridget on what's been achieved so far. And Mbuyi, please keep in touch with us. We'd love to hear the story of the next steps as Kicktastic continues to grow.
Thank you so much, Paypal.
Keep well. And Mbuyi Jonkho, the founder of Kicktastic. And if you'd like to read up more about their work, or perhaps share the news about what they do with a young person that you think needs some direction, the website to visit is www.kicktastic.co.za.